Enda, you are now entering a space for black history. A voice for the voiceless. The Harbinger on the Line Revolution. A marriage of chillers and platform that will last longer than it, girl's marriage. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungo yigi, even when they ask you, how sabi yini? Do not fear, for if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.
As soon as I first know 350
straight.
His father, Dr. Mavibes, he's the one that drove us from back home to here.
So he drives you, you land here. Where does he drop you? Park station?
Police station.
Police station.
Yeah, to be safe. Yeah, police station.
For like how many, for like a week. Bekala sent in police station.
Because there was such a group of Kalomena. So we sleep the closest police station.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the last standing duo in SA. Black Diamond. How many other duos are there still in the country, bro? Everybody's breaking up now, man.
Hey. It's crazy.
Amaroto, will you say?
Oh yes, Amaroto.
Active.
You haven't worked with them, ne?
Nah.
Oof, that would be wild.
I mean.
Hey, but these niggas, they always calling me Grootman. Why are you calling me Grootman, man?
I don't know, I mean, number one. And also, you've been in the game for some time, dog.
I started last week.
So when you say Grootman, you feel like we're making you, like, feel like we're
old. Yeah, I'm not that older than you. How old are you guys?
I'm like 27.
Ah, you see.
Same age as him.
Yeah, I'm 35. I'm not that old, man.
You're not that old.
Yeah, but like the term Grootman doesn't really mean Mdala. It just means like...
Respect.
Salute.
Oh. Nah.
Yeah.
Would you say Saul is a Grootman?
Definitely.
I'm the same age as him. Maybe it's the size thing. We're the same age. I'm 35. I'm 35, bro.
He's a Grootman.
But you are a Grootman.
It's more like respecting him.
More than anything. Aye.
Which Grootmans do you fuck with, like, that show you love?
A lot. It's in the game, right?
Yeah, in the game.
Yo, probably...
Oskido.
Makoya.
Berry.
Even David Mashabela. There's a lot, though.
Let me get your names, man, because I battle to say your names. You are Ndu Browns.
So
your full name is Ndu?
Yeah, Ndumiso.
Yeah,
in full is Ndumiso.
Okay. Yeah. And your surname is Browns?
Nah. That's a nickname, dog.
Oh, what kind of Zulu man is the surname?
I'm a good man after all, eh?
No. My full name is Ndumiso Mdletshe. Yeah. Browns just came from high school. Yeah. People used to call me Brownie or whatever because of my hazel brown eyes.
Yeah.
Are you Zulu?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you are Danja Devs.
Danja.
So your full name is?
Spelele Tunya.
Yeah.
From KZN.
Aye, dope, man.
Showcase.
Bro, I remember like when I first heard, like that's the thing with your songs, bro.
Yeah.
Because you guys have been at this like since 2010, you've been making music, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And when I hear your songs, it's like, okay, this is nice. Second time, you're like, okay. Third time, you already know the lyrics because they're so catchy, bro.
Yeah.
But would you say last year was your biggest year since you guys started?
Yeah, definitely.
2021. Yeah, yeah, of course.
Because some of your mood just took off, bro.
Yo, and that's a 2020 song, ne?
Yeah, we dropped the song 2020, but late.
Ne?
Yeah, and then November. It just picked up like early 2021.
And it was big during December last year.
Yeah, it was big.
Yeah.
And the song that was bigger than Samoye Muti in 2020 was Imalining.
Oh yeah. Oh, you dropped September's Mali.
Yeah, same time.
November.
And then Malining challenge just came out of nowhere and was like,
you're out.
Yo, the song with the challenge is too much.
And the song came back, dog. Came back like January, February. Was like number one in the country for like the longest time. We even broke a record, Vulindlela by Brenda Fassie.
Whoa, shut up.
It was really dope. Yeah,
no, so. That's true, because I remember in December it was you guys, it was Ndikolele. It was Kabza, I don't know what he released that time, but he had a big song out as well.
Yeah.
But out of all those three songs, Samoye Muti, you can still listen to it today.
Yeah,
like, it's still popping right now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What
record
did you break of Brenda's?
Brenda, I think, how many weeks?
Number one.
Vulindlela. I think 26 weeks at number one, not going down, just number one, strictly for 26 weeks. So Samoye Muti was up for like 28.
Wow. Jeez.
Too much.
How did the song come about?
Crazy. It was a freestyle.
It was a freestyle more than anything.
Yeah.
So he did that part. So once and then I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to go upstairs. Because he sent it to Pixie O from Ambitious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what did he say when you heard it?
He went nuts.
He went crazy.
Yeah.
It was around September, October. Summertime.
After we recorded everything, the following week we had to drop it. Because it was like a fast release.
And you got babes on the video as well, ne?
Yeah, even babes. That wasn't like planned. The whole video wasn't planned, actually, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just like took the cars and we went down to Durban and
What is the song about? What are you guys talking about there?
It's a lifestyle song.
It's a vibe,
it's a
man.
Vibe.
So it makes no sense.
It's awesome. Yeah. It doesn't make sense at all.
It doesn't
make sense at all. That's the crazy part.
If you're asking what Samoye Muti means, there's no meaning behind Samoye Muti. But the inspiration behind the song, the whole concept, it came from, I think 2 weeks before we made the song, we was in Durban, we were doing like a house party.
When we
down in Durban, like we go wild. We were doing like house party vibes, and then like there were like girls obviously coming in, and then some girls, they started like, you know, taking footage and pictures and stuff like that, you know, and yeah, that wasn't cool. So that's what it is. And when I say Kanyama Flesh, we're Nana, you know, the whole idea. And then Samoye Muti at the time, I remember it was just a term that we were using to say, yo, this is gonna be our December. Just hashtag Samoye Muti,
And it ended up being your December.
And then boom,
it's crazy.
What would you call your sound? What's your sound?
Our sound is called Mbube.
Mbube.
There's a guy called Solomon Popoli. So he did the sound itself. Then that's where Ladies Me Black Mambazo. From Ladies Me Black Mambazo, so that's why we're polishing it to make it new school.
Yeah,
our sound is called Mbube.
Man. And you're the only ones who do that sound, or like other cats?
There's
on
a lot. There's Aubrey Kwanale.
It's a whole culture thing.
Yeah, from the same region, Nabo Pig Zulu, Rotman's Java. It's a similar sound. Yeah.
Is that Aubrey?
That's Aubrey, dog.
Yeah, that's
Aubrey.
And
he's famous, dog.
Aubrey's huge.
I thought he was the Ice Boy.
Ice Boy with this much drip.
Ice Boy showcase.
So you guys, do you produce as well?
All our songs. From production, songwriting, mixing, mastering, basically.
That's crazy, dog.
To even like visuals, everything.
Do you produce for other people?
Yeah. We've done songs for some other people.
Who have you guys produced for?
Even Aubrey himself. We've done songs for CC.
Okay.
Who else? Mafikizolo.
What song did you do for Mafikizolo?
There's a song that just dropped right now with featuring Java. We did that.
So that beat is yours?
No. We
beat and songwriting.
We wrote the song itself too. Plus there's a song that's coming. We did the beats and the songs too.
Yeah. What's the biggest song that you've written and produced for someone else?
Let me see. Nese by La Sauce. CC Nyang, is it?
Talking big, like views.
Yeah, which one? Like, yeah. Which one? It has to be. It's either CC or Nese. Because Nese had Nomzamo on the video, though. Yeah, that was big. Yeah. Yeah. I think Nese by La Sauce. I don't know if people remember that song. Yeah.
Bro, I didn't know that you guys produce, man.
Yeah, we full-time active.
Yeah. Man. Yo.
And it's a collaborative thing. It's not like one produces one thing. What program are you guys on?
FL. Standard.
Loops all the way.
Everything from recording vocals, making the beats.
Did you know that, so?
Yeah, I've known it.
Yeah?
That they produce, yeah, really? Bro.
I don't trust.
So. You don't trust. Yeah. Well, for real, you knew.
Yeah, you guys have said it, though. Like, it's out there. They produce, bro. Yeah. And, like, these new school kids, everybody's producing. That's, you know what I mean? They started in 2010. How old were they? They were, like, in their teens.
For sure.
Generally starts there because there's no producers around to help you.
Yeah, true, like true.
So how do you meet Ambitious, then? When does Ambitious start coming to play?
Ambitious, we really met Ambitious through Sjava.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, through Sjava. Because Besseva Morning is quite deep. Mind you, because we've been working with Maporisa before Ambitious and all that. I was having no Kamale boots back to back. So, no, it's in my head. So, why it's hard? So, I went to Sjava because when the numbers are Sjava. So, that's
it. Lived in Sjava then.
He was singing Sjava songs all the way. So, he was a fan of Sjava like that. So, he took our song and gave it to Sjava. Sjava, he like, outside knows, is this Ambitious? Is this Ambitious? So, they called the same day and they said, you must come there.
Then and then you signed same time.
Same time. Like 48 hours.
Whoa. Clean.
Which song was it? Did you drop it?
Yeah. And the name of the song is Soga. The
we
other
dropped
one
it online before, yeah. Before
yeah, because we dropped the whole album. The first album that we dropped, Under Ambitious, was an album that we already like had.
It was ready.
Yeah, that's why. Like even when we were dropping our first album, there was like five other albums released around the same month from Ambitious. So we were helping all the other artists to record and write their songs and stuff.
Damn. No way.
Yeah.
For real.
So you had Ambitious by the balls.
Okay.
Yeah, we did. Because we were so busy. It was a fun thing because Intercity signed out.
Yeah. But when did you guys get to sign with Ambitious, with everything that people say about Ambitious?
We was, definitely. We were scared.
Because around the same time we signed, like Reese and them and all those people were leaving.
Yes.
It was almost like around the same week. Yeah. Then we came there, we signed.
And also another thing, around the same time we had like another contract from Grootman Oscar.
Oscar. On the table. Yeah.
So when it came to Ambitious, they had a better contract.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, what they said, like the T's and C's, they had a better contract. So it was like, all right, cool.
Wait a minute. I think I remember this, man. Bass. Donagowski.
Yeah.
He wanted you guys.
Yeah.
Man.
Full time. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We can do too. You know Bass.
Yeah, I know Bass. That's my boy.
What was better in the contract? The Ambitious contract.
It's the splits, man.
The splits.
Mm. Yeah, it just boiled down to the splits, man. If you're saying you want 80% and then the other home is saying, yo, I can give you maybe like 40.
For sure.
Dog, yo.
But this is a mosquito dog. So you said no to a mosquito dog.
Bro, at that time. Yo, it was crazy at that time. But we're good with Grootman now. We're good. I mean, we're working with him now because, you know, the artists from Idols.
Idols, yeah.
Yeah, when they win or whatever, they're handling the whole production and stuff.
Yes.
So he calls us to, like, help them write songs and produce for them. Yeah.
And in hindsight, do you wish you had signed with Mosquito? Knowing what you know now, or like having been through what you've been through now?
Of course. I mean, not really to say, but at the same time, Oskido Peduna, I'm advised. We can go to Oskido for advice. Right now, we wouldn't sign with any local people. Since we got here now, so we wouldn't sign with any local people.
So, where we at now? Are you still, guys still with Ambitious? What's going on?
Nah. We're fully indie right now.
Damn, you left too?
Yeah, long time. It's been like
December.
Since last
year. No way.
Yeah, we've been independent the entire first half of the year, I think.
Why did you guys leave?
I mean, it was time. I think we grew now.
More than anything. We were also fun to cool now. So that's why we just wanted growth more than anything, you know? Because us wanted to go to tap to the African market. So it's like, now it's us to tap to the African market. So we feel like if we tap to the African market, we're going to lose our people here locally. Yeah, so we're like, I think Vision is so far now.
It's so fun.
But more than anything, it was nice working with them. But you know, we just want to go shoot to the other side. That's why we left.
And did you get to what was due to you guys? Did you get your monies?
Definitely.
Throughout the whole contract.
Yeah. I mean, like, I feel like with us, probably from like the get go, from like onset, we always made sure that like we had lawyers around. Even with like us living ambitious, we had to like get lawyers
to sit
down and actually, you know, clear everything up. You know, that's the only way, man, honestly. And you need to pay them.
They're
not cheap. Especially when you're getting like good lawyers, you know.
Was there any resistance when you decided to leave, when you told Umphathi that we want to grow now, we want to leave?
I won't lie,
it was not like that, but it did refuse. It's like, say, because we built the whole brand together, understand? So it's never easy like that. Felicity, I know, Sega Hanjanjan, but yeah, we had to go down to some terms. That's why we involve lawyers so that you can do it the right way. So
focus, like niggas. I like these niggas.
Hey, bro, like focus, young niggas, eh? Focus, young niggas.
These are the ones who left ambitious unscathed.
Because
we had Ntabiase Dubai right here on this very studio.
We saw that.
And he was talking about he didn't get his money for the KFC. What? Did you guys have some deals that went sour like that?
Nah,
I wouldn't say it went sour because it was a weird deal with Russian Bear.
We had a couple of sing deals we did soundtrack for BET we did Christmas, our songs, we did that as well. But like honestly, I wouldn't lie and say there's something that we are not aware of.
Because we don't want in a month's time or 2 months' time pitching a depression because you know you didn't get your monies and whatever. So if you didn't, this is the time.
Clean.
You know what I mean?
We solid.
How do you guys get lawyers, man? You know, like you're unknown artist, you're young. Obviously, maybe, I don't know your backgrounds. I'm assuming, you know, like a typical black kid doesn't have money.
True.
You know, how do you guys get lawyers before you even get in the game when you're looking at your first contract? Where do you find lawyers?
Nice, the surrounding. They don't even do music like that, but they big. So some people, when I was telling you, I was say, okay, fine. We're a black kid that's trying to rise. This is how you must go about your life, or this is how you must go about when you meet certain contracts. So it's surrounding.
And then the name Black Diamond, how do you guys come up with that name?
Well, Black of Diamond.
There's no other way.
What were your other names? Because you guys met in high school, right?
Yeah.
What were you calling yourselves before Black Diamond?
Like Ndu
Mamdanya.
That was it. And so Black Diamond, whose idea was that?
Well, okay. The real story behind the name Black Diamond.
Black Diamond, I just know the real story.
So the real story was back in high school, when we started making music together, because when we started making music, it wasn't just two of us. It was gang. Because Black Diamond wasn't like a music group, I would say.
It was like a lifestyle.
Like Squatter Camp.
Okay. Yeah, but you can just hang out with us, automatically you become you're a Black Diamond.
The cool kids.
More than anything. So that's what probably made the name to grow around where we're coming from.
Because there were so many people involved. There.
Yeah. And then when we started to, me and him, we were more passionate with the music.
I got you.
Yeah, we were just recording, making songs and stuff. And so people, every time we play them the music, they're like, yo, what you guys are doing is so different from what we're listening to, like on TV, on radio, you know. It's so special. It's like this Black Diamond thing that you guys are trying to become. We're like, all right, cool. We're going to rock with this name, Black Diamond.
Who met the first or the other at high school?
Sahlangana ndawonye.
But me, I put it on to music, you can tell. Because I was playing soccer from primary school, then we went to the same high school, which is called Ladysmith Secondary, Mnambithi. So I was like, kind of like popular, because in a way,
he was super famous as well.
Actually,
let me tell the story right. So me, I was moving from a different town.
Yeah.
Let me figure where I come from. I'm that nigga.
You the shit.
I mean, pull up a lot of business. So yeah, Tanya, who is this nigga? Let me see, I'm better. He's playing so everything. Lorenzo, I dance with Tanya. Everything, he was like the best.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Every time, he was that nigga. So, and then, how do you, we linked up a passing.
Yeah.
So, I used to write raps, Valenji, yabo, on the side, nje, yabo. So, a guy that knew him, mina bengifunda naye eklasini. One time sisebhasini, they are busting raps
at the back,
And then wazongibiza lomjita owazudanya wathi, yo dog, wazosirepresenta, watwa. I pulled up. I watched his whole squad.
Wow.
The only nigga that was left was him. You know what he did?
That's why I don't want you to tell the story, because that's how you know how we do. No, relax.
One more shot.
This is crazy. You know what he did?
Yeah.
You know what he did?
Yeah.
You know, he said, when we pass, there's like a 3-seater and a 2. One biza, on the window side. He was speeding. Look, he talked. I still remember the first 4 lines. He was speeding, on my ear. I'm all like, he's like, That's when I knew it's your dog. This nigga has love for music, you know.
Like that,
and probably, that's when it all began, dog. Like, honestly, yeah.
So whose idea was it to come to Joburg? It was him.
Even his mom was starting to hate me because suffering a daughter. So I failed, you know, because why? I mean, I've been as a show with you, show music. So he had to fail. So mama, I come tata, I miss my car straight.
Yeah.
So he was like, I don't fool him. Tana mashanga na dum tana dona ringa and you're corrupting my son.
Ming figure my car, Black Diamond is huge.
It's huge now, crazy.
I'm on you, man. It's above me. Yeah, but I had to focus on my studies, because me, I've been in the e-commerce, so it was demanding.
Yeah.
I can't just commit school and not do homework. Now I'm hang out. So I can't do that all the time.
You both had to drop out.
In varsity.
We had to. What were you studying? Commerce.
Yeah, I was doing becoming accounting.
I was doing PR, public relations.
PR. You look like a PR nigga.
How does a PR nigga look?
He looks like a BA nigga. Get all the time.
So you only did first year, second year. When did you guys drop out?
I can't even finish
the first year though.
Yeah. It was a couple of months, and then we decided to come here to Joe's.
I feel like I'm tired of food now, but I know let's go to Joe's. His mom went sick. This kid is coming back again.
Yeah.
So I'm tired. I'm later la. Then Safika Sam, it was too much when you go to Joburg.
Because
that's like a police station. We just took a risk. So let's go to Joburg and try and make this thing happen.
This is crazy. So I was saying the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how niggas just get in the bus and say, bro.
Actually,
it's Blackie.
Really?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think Zafia's no 350
straight.
His father, Dr. Mavibes, he's the one that drove us from back home to here.
He drives you land here. Where does he drop you? Park station?
Police station.
Police station.
Police station.
For like how many? For like a week. Sent in police station.
Because there was Kalomena. So we sleep the closest police station. So we had to sleep at the police station.
Cool. So you're sleeping at the police station,
Too much, because it was close to Kalomena. It's a Kalomena police station,
It was in Sandton. It was Sandton police station.
But Morningside, somewhere that side.
Yeah. But Kalomena was where Kalao Studios was.
So you guys knew this is where Kalao is at.
Yeah.
Someone told us. Kalawila. So we had to go there, salala corner, la poma salala corner. So we had to go back to back, like we must feel a panepsu, fesiano, because we don't just
anyone,
just give us an ear, because the, something that we have is special because we've been cooking from back home.
Yeah,
that's why we're here.
Who's the first person you see?
Brapita.
But it's gone now.
It's gone now.
Yeah.
He gave us an opportunity there. I was Vulele Umnyango. I first ahlala khona phansi. Sathola secretary la khona ubani?
Yo, I forgot her name, dog.
But she was special because we had one of
the bass.
She's the one that called bass and said, yo, there's some people here, they got music and it's fire. Because Brapita was like, hey, gents, nani ahlupa. So I Vulele but I still go safe. Because I don't know if we're street kids or what. Because we're looking like pap when we got there.
Yo. We had to, though.
Yo.
For Joburg safety.
Yeah, because you can't look like this.
We were doing it on purpose. I just got my chance to pass boob. Oh, Vulele Umba, Yeah, like literally,
what year is this?
This is when 2015.
Wow, yeah,
yeah.
It was 2015.
Yeah,
I didn't pace. I wanted a little music. He then took it to Bobster. Bobster was like, ah, you must pull up tomorrow, you must come to the studio.
Wow.
But I guess I was going to listen. Like, so we had to go back to the police station again. First trouble, la pan was, I know, so for me, my police, I tell the police, pages of works are 6 in the sun. Hey, that was a voice coming some on petty perfume. Must get you kids. We got there, we saw Bobster. There was even Speaker.
We even did a session. Actually, Bobster was reminding me, I think like a month ago, he was like, yo, boy, guess how better I'm a file. I can drop them anytime. I'm like, I know. I'm in a school room. But yeah, we did a song. We did like two joints, same night. And then we linked up with bass the following day.
And what are you eating at that time?
There was a time we lived in Movite for like, yo, man's dog.
Strictly like Movite, dog.
Ekhaya mama phone wathi enjani lapho
la ngizwa la ngizwa guys the most phone away buya
and already at that time emadlaleni vele sebethi hayi thina indaba
yethu sifuna simdlwembe mina sisifuna isikole just go do whatever cause a goal if you coming from KZN endabeni egoli kwazi ukuthi kuyanyiwa like it's very scary, there's so much crime, so I don't want my child to go to Joburg because it's scary like that. So must feel lapha nasine goal hayi. So first I thought, and I said, "Bonza, ngenze." But I was always, but I know if you wanna go there on your own. Mm. Was singing.
So when do things start looking up? When do you get your first apartment?
That was like 2017.
Whoa.
But before we get to the apartment,
Now,
Tina, Miss Suga Sfiga like Koli, we linked up with our friends, one of our friends there, Sam, that one, the Savage. I was calling him Savage.
Yeah.
He was studying in Bramfontein at
He's
the time.
He's your day one.
All of them.
So then why were you sleeping at the police station?
At the time, with so when we got here, we linked up with them. They're like, yo, we have a place. Boom, 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 boom. Best bang, best bang, seven in a studio apartment.
Nine.
In Bram. What's the name of that flat, Kaja?
Liberty. There's nice roadkill there.
At the time.
it was too much because we partially was going to find bed, so many hot. So we was about nine. So we had to separate the bed. I'm going to go to the base. I'm going to go to the sponge. So I'm going to go to the base because it's clean. So it's a shin chan. I'm going to go to the base. It was fun. Shit. We ended up even selling weed because we wanted to survive. I'm sorry to say that, but we ended up selling
weed. Why are you sorry, man? You're not killing someone.
You're red.
You're red.
I'm going to go to the base.
Because Sambulo, he was the one that was like renting for that place.
Yeah.
So we had to sell weed to make sure we survive.
Yeah.
So that's what we did.
So you in the corners?
Yeah.
Not the corners.
But
to break it down for you, Bessie, about the same apartment building as Slagui. Bessie, that we can actually like sell weed to.
It didn't get to that point, but it was very close.
That's when Ambitious and Krotman Oskido, the deal came around the same time.
Yeah. How much were you making via the weed?
Yo, dog, it was really hard to like keep track, cause like me and Gena manji mali, me ne samasola ndugul. Me and Gena mali slangan samajek, so na mali man. Hey, na mina okay, kuya sense something man.
Yeah. So at this point, dog, are you not at some point like, fuck this, man? I'm going back home. This shit is not working, bro.
That's where we met Aubrey Velebay graphic designer Teguin. So
yeah.
I think it was 2016 December. So we felt like, hey, we've been hustling a lot here. We've been performing, trying to knock all these deals. Cause wakalao, so that's why we go back and hustle and find another way to hustle.
Yeah.
So we went back to Devon. Because Joburg is so much for us. When we got there, Premier apartment to Dubai, because it was working. I think it was 2016, if I'm not mistaken. Next thing, it worked, but we're not satisfied. So we had to come back to Joburg. 2017 now. That's when we found Ambitious.
During this time, did you meet like any rapper or musician that was like, these ones wasting my time here?
Yeah. I don't want to name drop.
Plenty.
But there's a homie that said at the time, Dream Team, Witness the Funk, they were popping. At the time, this homie is saying, yo, bro, this thing of you guys it's making love songs are for grown-ups, bro. Like, can you do something like vibey, like something in Sepati, near something? You know what I'm saying? I know. Yeah, but like, I won't mention his name out of respect. Shout out.
Hey, Nasty Seema, right?
I'm kidding, man. Yeah.
Now you popping, dog. How does the Ambitious deal change your life? Like, what's going on now?
Yeah.
Where you staying? I'm sure you're touring now.
Yeah.
What's going on now?
You mean like currently?
No, I'm saying from 2017.
We brought all the chairs that we were struggling
overseas,
with.
Nice.
So I thought like we apartment there, it was a 3-bedroom apartment. Nice. And I can't the same lifestyle that we were living. Wow. Just quiet. And I feel like it's crazy. We were not aware what we was doing at the time, because like half of the job that like outside of just making music and make sure that we come with like a finished product, necessary Ambitious.
Mm.
But like these guys were helping us with a lot.
Yeah.
To a point right now we're independent, but we can't even feel the difference.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah. So that's just how we was just enjoy rolling since. Yeah. And a lot of people are not even aware or know these things. You know, but yeah.
And the fame, could you guys handle the fame?
Easy.
Because we're famous from back home. So it was when we there's
and
like,
the surrounding is like
And
then the ladies, how did you guys handle the ladies?
Like how? What do you mean?
Because you guys make songs for ladies, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So there must have been a lot of attention from ladies, like in your DMs.
Oh, that's like hella, basically.
Yeah, definitely. But we handle.
Who was dating Cien Bougie? Was you, ne?
Not dating, dog.
Oh, that's you're vibing.
Story. So, not dating.
Yeah, you guys were just vibing.
No, I know her, and she knew me, and that was it. And
you handled her.
Not handled.
Handled. We handled.
There's no handling, honestly, dog. I just knew her. And Ngahlan and I, because we were supposed to shoot a video, which we did shoot.
Sure.
And then those snaps that we took, we video shoots, and we were a poster, and I was my and then it just turned out to be what it is right now, what it looks like outside. Yeah. But like, honestly, dog, no.
How wild are your videos, man? Your videos look fun, man.
Yeah.
You guys, you look like, even when the camera's off, you're still rocking.
Very, it's a rock.
It's our the guy that shoots in the videos, our gen. Yeah.
Even the guy that shoots everything, shoot videos, everything. It's just like, it's just us all the time. Yeah.
Dope, man. Who was dating Kamumpela? Must be you, ne?
Hey. Ne?
Yeah, it's him.
Dating.
Dating is a different
thing. He handled. Rephrase your question. All those questions you have there. Who was handling? Who was handling? Kamumpela.
Actually, you must explain. No, Maz, it's okay. There's nothing much, dog. That's it. I'm not handling.
You're lying, dog.
I'm telling you.
He even sang about it. This is one of his lyrics. Yeah. Oh. He says, Ukamumpela unkota njengelimi le python.
Yo, 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 yo. Njengelimi le python.
Explain yourself.
Just a dumb lyric. I just know, dog. She's my friend like that, dog. I just know her like that. I was like, yo, can I do this? Like, yeah, I'll put it on the lyrics.
Yeah.
And I did it. Nothing much.
These niggas,
man. Handled the lyrics.
Yeah. Bro, if what I smash Kamumpela, I'm telling everybody. I'm having my forehead tattoo. Have you guys ever fallen over a girl?
Fall in love?
No, like had a fight over a girl.
No.
Yeah.
Nah.
Probably smashed one girl, but never had a fight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool. Yeah, how does that work? You tag each other. What happens?
No.
No, maybe you don't even know.
We don't even know sometimes. Sometimes we don't even know.
All right.
Yeah. But you know how hands are.
We go to our shows. You can see our videos. It's chaos on. That's why, like,
all our shows is just like maturity girls.
And you just choose and pick.
We don't choose.
Someone does it for you. Someone picks the roadkill for you.
Oh, Brit.
That one is a superstar on it too.
And he's a graphics guy, so he knows, you know, the brilliant one.
Yeah. You know, which one is fly.
No, I'm asking, like, if you guys aren't scared, because, you know, we live in a time where, sharp.
Yeah.
You with CN Bougie, right? You're shooting a video, right?
Oh, okay.
This is hypothetical. You're shooting a video, you guys do your thing, boom, boom, boom. Mm. And then she wakes up and goes to social media and says you raped her.
Yo, bro, it's crazy. It's crazy. I won't lie to you.
Especially in our days, dog. Since he, it's very scary.
Yeah. But at the same time, yeah, I understand, dog. I understand. Because, like, we've been receiving so many cases about, like, and stuff, you know. I understand. But at the same time, dog, that's crazy.
That's scary.
That's crazy, dog. It's scary as hell. So, yeah.
And that's never happened to you guys.
Nah, never. Go by Saint Leash.
And pregnancy scares? No honey has ever said, I'm pregnant with your child.
Some hun was trying to scare me at some point. But yeah.
What did she say?
Oh, she said, I'm pregnant. And I was like, okay, cool. Do the test. What? And then she sent me a picture from Google, dog.
Yeah.
It was quick, though. It was quick. She sent me a picture from Google, like a pregnancy test. From Google. Oh, and then I caught up to it. I'm like, come on. Why? Why?
Dog. It's my first time here.
I don't know.
That's wild. I read it in a blog. I don't know how true this is. Did you see this song? There was a blog that wrote that you guys are actually dating.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
We saw that. That's wild. That's bro.
Crazy. Dude.
Bro, it's funny, actually.
Way too crazy. Who wrote that, dog?
I don't know, but it is fine. Now that you experienced it, you're like,
the thing is, you know what happened? We was trending at around the same time. I think we won Artist of the Year last year, 2021, Summer Artist of the Year.
Yeah.
That same time that article popped up. Yeah, I think it was a cloud thingy. Yeah.
Oh. Is it not Musa Kaula? Not him?
No, I don't think Musa was around.
He was not around.
Not him.
We're not active on Twitter. We just saw like people were just like giving us, you guys showing us screen grabs and stuff. And whatnot.
But even if you are, there's nothing wrong with it.
Okay, yeah. No, I agree with you. There's nothing wrong with being gay.
There's nothing wrong with being gay.
Hey, you 90 now. Okay, that's cool. You can slend a match just going on. Manpower.
People are just mad because they see what my bras or just two fly posts. Because we know each other like that.
Maybe
all the video clips in that one. So maybe I just like, nah, these people are gay, dog.
And maybe also, since Pilogi society where we don't really see a lot of like black guys shining together and being like cool with each other like that. It's not like a normal thing, maybe.
Do niggas hit on you guys though?
They do, man.
They do, dog.
On the DMs, I see. Like,
they do, dog. I have wild stories.
Yo!
Wild story.
Tell me one about the guy who hit on you.
No, I can't.
Oh, we don't know him, man.
The stories ended up in bed or what?
No.
What's up?
One homie of mine, And like, he's someone that's really like big in the cave and like, yeah, man, at some point I was taking a video. I was in Cape Town at the time. Yeah, I was just taking a video, like, just G. And then he replied on my status, like, yo, you look bored. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just chilling. I'm just waiting for the show. Yeah, whoa, nan. And next thing, he's like, yo, I got honeys in Cape Town. I'm like, sure, yeah. He sent me two pictures, fly, honey. I'm like, yo, set me up fast.
Yeah.
At the time, I didn't know what to say.
Yes, sure.
I think after a couple of hours, I realized, maybe I'm not there. And then, I'm sorry if I offended you. I'm like, I'm cool. Right now, we're cool.
Hey, nice to see you, man.
What did Nasty do to you, dog?
Yo, bro.
What did he do?
I was checking.
Nah, I'm kidding, man. I love Nasty. He's my boy, man.
I've never met him.
For real. No, he's been on the show twice, man. Like, he's my boy, man.
Yeah, so
I can mention him because I know you won't take offense. You know, if I mention another name. So, do you guys ever fight, bro?
Nah.
We don't.
We argue. When we argue, probably we're arguing about like a fly hand, like things like that. Like, that hand is fly. I'm like, nah, but this one is fly. You know, it's like stuff like that. Like,
Last argument, what was it about?
Argument.
We hardly argue. When it's together, it's like, one way. It's like, how do we take it to the next level? How do we do 120?
Nah, I love
hardly arguing.
All right, cool. We're going to play a game right now. Where's the phone, bro? So I asked your bro to write some questions to see how well you guys know each other.
Because it seems like
you guys know each other really, really well, man.
Hey?
Hey, Penduka.
Ah, dude, these guys know each other, man.
I'm finding who my favorites.
We've been together for like, I don't know, more than 10 now.
Okay, cool, let's go. So Nduna asked Danya. So I'm gonna
Ndu. Yeah.
So these questions are for Ndu.
They're from Ndu.
For Danya.
Yeah.
These ones, ne?
Yeah.
And then Ndu must answer, ne?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Alright, so Ndu.
Yeah.
Tell us, what is Danya's body count?
I can't be sure, but I can drop an estimate now.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely my boy. My boy is on a good like.
Yeah,
he's,
on a good
he's over 100. He's over
100.
My boy. I'm joking.
What is your body count, Daniel?
My body count?
Yeah, yeah.
Young two, my man.
Yeah?
Two.
200.
Two.
Clipper.
One, two, paid.
Come on, young two. That sounds like Buster's body count.
Drop the.
No, I don't know.
All right, Ndu. Between Drake and Wizkid, who would Danya want to collab with?
Most definitely Drake.
Definitely.
Musically, yeah. Drake.
Yeah. Is he right?
No.
Wizkid?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, it's wrong.
Not after that Drake album, right?
Huh? No, not after this Drake album, right? They all know, I'm sure. They all know.
You've always been down with Wizkid.
Yeah,
ah, bro.
This is the friend of Drake. He's like, oh, boy, that would Drake so too, but let's go there.
I'm a Drake fan, man.
But we love Drake too much.
What did you think of the recent album with Black Coffee?
Mm. I don't lie, I don't have a favorite song.
Sure.
Yeah. But like, shout out to Hotman, Black Coffee, dog. Yo, that's crazy.
That's proper.
We knew about that before it dropped, though.
Is it?
Yeah. Of course.
Same here, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
How did you know? Dope, man. So is he gonna bring you out to Ibiza one of these days? Never know, ne?
Anything is possible. Never know.
Yeah,
it's up to him. Yeah,
but the international market is ready for you guys, man. You guys will kill it, man. Most I have no doubt.
Most definitely.
Ah, my man, it's pin code, passcode, what now? What's the number? Just tell
it's
us.
It's enough.
1167.
1167.
Danko.
All right, next question. How old was Danya when he first broke his virginity?
Damn, bro. That's
before I even met him.
Yeah, it was in primary.
Primary, damn, dog. Yeah.
Damn, bro, yo.
I told you it was that guy. Since.
Yeah. Under 13.
Grade 7,
yeah. No ways, bro.
He was grade 7. Crazy experience, that one. Which one's going to be so we won't find this as well, is it?
That's the best way to go about it.
Oh, Mutom Dala.
Yeah, that's rape, fam.
The boy handle.
Okay, cool. Grade 7, dude. That's crazy. Yeah. I think I lost my grade 12 matric,
though.
Ah. Yeah. I'm catching up.
I'm sure you're going hard now, ne?
No, I used to. No, I'm over that stuff. No. It's my time. Penduka, when did you bring you?
Oh, late. Tertiary, dog.
You were even worse.
Yeah, first year. Yeah, oh, bro. I was a late bloomer. I was a nerd, bro, in school. I loved books and shit, you know?
Yeah.
That's
so dope.
Really? That's so dope,
eh?
Having sex in primary school. Who's this?
I know.
Okay, last one. Fashion house will Danya collaborate with? Yeah, which fashion house will Danya collaborate with?
Yo, bro. Yo. That's very tricky.
Yeah.
This man.
Yeah. Because you can see you like drip, man.
He's a cotton guy, bro.
Yo, I don't know, dog. Like a brand?
Yeah.
One specific brand?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can go for Nige.
Nige?
Yeah,
Nike.
Oh, Nike. Nige.
Just saying
Nige.
Right. Is it Nike, Val?
Yeah, I love Nike, of course.
Oh, plus,
you see my boys, that they're rocking Dolphin too. So, of course, Dolphin and Nike, please, man.
What's Dolphin do? What's that now?
It's like a brand that we push for my boys.
Oh, it's your brand.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you must give us some merch, man.
Of course.
We'll push it. Kill One. This is the last one. Kill One's Java or Big Zulu?
Me?
Obvious.
No, yeah.
Obvious.
Who would he
who
kill?
Was Arthur? Definitely kill Big Zulu.
Kick Big Zulu.
Yeah, no, you
kill
him,
Big
yeah,
Zulu.
Definitely.
What?
Aren't you guys a fan of Big Zulu?
Big wow, we're big. What?
Big fans. Yeah, yeah.
Big fans. Though.
I'm going to pay a big milk choose.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. All right, now, Danya, we're going to ask you about Ndu. Okay, what does he prefer, TikTok or Instagram?
TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah,
actually,
TikTok, baby.
The one that introduced me to TikTok. I was like, boy, let's go out on TikTok. Now we both verified on TikTok. It's crazy.
But TikTok is crazy, but the numbers
TikTok
are
TikTok is crazy. Yeah. I was TikTok. Watching, actually, I was on Instagram. Who's this guy? Gary Vee, is it Gary Vee?
Gary Vee, yes.
I was watching, it was like a 15-second clip.
Sure.
It was saying TikTok is going to change the game. This was like early lockdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, TikTok is going to change the game for artists because now you can actually, when you have your video there with your song, it actually counts as a stream. You can actually make money out of it. That's just how I fell in love with TikTok, honestly. Even if you go through all our TikToks, it's just our songs. We've never vibe to like piano. Like, we never, it's just like our music, yeah.
Oh, and you get paid for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Because it's part of streaming now.
Yeah. It works.
Yo, and do you guys pay people to do like challenges, TikTok challenges and stuff?
Nah,
we haven't paid anybody.
Yeah, we haven't.
It's a thing now. It's all.
Yeah, it's a thing. Everybody wants a challenge.
Yeah.
If you don't have a challenge, like you don't have a song.
Yeah, of course. True.
Song doesn't exist.
All these songs that are up right now is they come challenge.
This is a nice question.
Does Ndu date industry girls?
Nah, he
actually,
doesn't.
Let me know.
You do,
no? Nah, he doesn't.
Oh, you don't?
No, you don't. He doesn't at all.
What's your type, Vel?
Yo, I run away from like. I'm a very like.
Clouds one.
Low key person. Like, I'm a nerd, low key, in a way.
Yeah, man.
I'm just one of those dudes that's
so old.
Nerd.
Low key.
Hey, this man.
Not like full time.
But I found you as a nerd, but now you're not one. No.
Yeah, who's your celebrity crush, both of y'all?
Celebrity
locally.
Crush.
Yeah.
Locally.
You, crush. Man. Crush is someone that you would actually like.
Yeah, yeah. Chase. Going hard, yeah.
That's what
I'm a crush.
We're done with our crushes now.
Yeah.
We finished there.
You finished there.
So we don't know.
You can't then realize,
Who's the one that got away also?
Got away?
A celebrity. I'm sure not all celebrities you wanted to smash, you handled.
Of course.
Maybe call no punyugile.
Ah, man, yeah. When I was named Tropic Coast, bro.
No, I'm to punyugile, pero. It's not like it's going to be a bad look for them.
I mean, I won't lie, dog. Even Nabata Punyugile, Snatsu Upunyugile, but honestly, it's just that our fire and effort. What is it? Then, what do you want to do? Kuba and the bean, I will but like, honestly, like, young ass.
When I was hot and happening back in my days, I found industry girls easier than normal girls.
Facts.
All right, cool. Last one. Why did you choose to work with Danya?
Yes. Well, let me see. Why?
I didn't choose.
He chose
it just
you.
Happened.
It just happened.
Yeah, it just happened online.
All right, cool.
It just happened.
You're supposed to answer these questions, actually. Ambitious or universal? Which one would you choose?
Wow, it's ambitious.
Ambitious.
Yeah. Full time.
Again and again.
Yeah. Well, how are you guys now with ambitious? Are you guys cool? No bad blood, nothing, ne?
Yeah, we're cool.
No, we're nice. We're cool. We're hurt, man.
Yeah.
We're cool. We're proper. Cool.
If they call you to come write a song for someone there who's popping studio, you're going to be there.
full time. Who's pap? We came.
Like who's pap? Like oh, they need. They need.
If they
like,
call us,
so.
Yeah, you must send a check in advance.
Yeah, like
yeah, clear. Yeah, 100%.
It must clear. So you don't trust them. So you don't trust them. Wait, how many checks have bounced? Wait, how many ambitious checks have bounced? Like emphasis on clear.
Yeah, no, it's the time now.
I know.
Send a check. Send a check.
Hey, right now the conversation is different. Yeah, like, yo, right now,
yeah.
It needs to clear maybe a week ahead, dog. Before we can even attempt.
Okay.
It's crazy. Man, I like these guys, man. I like the energy,
yeah,
man.
Big time.
I love your guys' energy, man. Super keep doing what you're doing, man. What are we busy with now? Music video? What's going on? What's happening?
We are about to start dropping music again.
Nice.
You know.
So super food.
Yeah, so super cool. We're about to drop music. Yeah, man, and there's crazy features. We're working on an international album right now. There's a major deal that we already signed it, but we don't want to announce it as yet because we want to finish the project first.
Nice.
Because it features a lot of like big artists from Africa.
For real.
Wow. Yeah.
All specific, the big, what type of deal it is?
Yeah. It's not like record label still. It's like distribution.
Yeah.
You know, distribution management. You know, we're going abroad now full time.
Wait. Hold back. What do you mean full time? You're gonna relocate?
No. We're just gonna keep on
musically.
Yeah,
focus there now.
Yeah. That's why we're gonna be dropping a project that's gonna be like appealing to the I can say the whole continent. Mm. You know, yeah, more.
So what does that mean? Does that mean you're doing piano? You're still carrying with your sound? Because I guess piano's big now. It's popping.
No. We've never done piano.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to piano, and we got
nothing but love for piano. Doing,
but we've never done piano. We actually like how we did some of Yemutsi because we did.
There's a flavor. Yeah. Look, drum, yeah.
Our sound is our sound, man. Like we like right now we're about to drop, probably we're gonna drop a hip hop joint and then we're gonna drop an Afro pop joint.
Got you.
And then drop like maybe some dance songs. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm pushing Mbube because I feel like imagine if there was my piano, Mbube, my scan, you know, all the ways. It's gonna be nice for South Africa instead of just one genre.
Yeah.
What's it like traveling Africa? Because we've been to Ghana.
Ghana, Botswana,
Ghana is dope. Yo, I like Tanzania more.
Tanzania.
If I were to leave South Africa, I'll definitely.
For real.
Yeah. Specifically because of the mummies, number one for me.
The girls are fly, bro.
Tanzania. Mm. Yeah, definitely. In Africa, number one, South Africa, definitely in some of the honeys, and then number two, you have to go for Tanzania.
Yeah, we haven't
just
been
the east, actually.
The east.
Yeah, even east Rwanda.
I know you guys are still young, man, but what do you guys want to be remembered as, man?
Damn.
Oh, man. We just, more than anything, we just want to be remembered, you know. As we put in Ngabambisana, you know.
Yeah.
That's why we want to be remembered. There's too much power, there's too much knowledge, and there's too much love. And I push up now and the Bambisen.
In
fact, push up Bambisan, no more Perele, no more Perele. Two eyes are better than one. Four eyes are better than two. So that's how we want to be remembered.
Two mouths better than one.
Of course.
He's talking about groupies.
I can see what he's trying to take it to. I can see what he's going to.
That's what he is.
Exactly.
I mean for us, man, like I feel like me and my brother, we're living a very authentic life. Like for example, like I'll make an example.
Yeah.
Like even with our generation, like where we come from, what we're representing, we represent probably a slightly different generation to maybe Rotman Big Zulu, not Rotman Shava,
sure.
You know what I'm saying? So our lifestyle, how we think, how we just, even how we dress, how we live, you know what I'm saying? It's slightly different. So we are about to do something. We already have done it, but we are about to take it to like a global stage.
True,
I really can't wait to like hold my own Grammy. We've held Black Mambazo's Grammys, there before Babum Sheng Shabalala passed away. Yeah. We saw him and he gave us his blessings, man. Like, we want to go for like Grammy level.
Of course, why not? That's what I love about you guys, man. I love this new generation. You guys push the spirit of collaboration, man.
Yeah.
I heard, I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard, so like when Devon Gogo has a gig, like all of them pull up for it. Like Kabza will be there. All of them. Like all 10 of them in a bus just to support Devon Gogo. And then they move to Doss's gig.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is great to see.
Obi too. So we're performing, Obi's Davis performing, we're there too.
Keep that up, man. That's beautiful. Yeah, man.
It's
Penduka, you got a question?
Yeah, bro. You guys spoke about Ghana. We were in Ghana and one of the big artists was playing the Kokele remix, which you guys are on. How did you get on that song, man? That's a special song, man.
Shout out to Chupchu. He hit us up. Like, yo, I really like what you guys are doing right now. I feel like you can do something in the Kokele arts. In the Kokele.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
1-8 spots.
Did the check clear?
With a week in advance.
I know. There's no check in collaborating, like with YouTube. And it's in the Kokele, though.
And the money went for charity anyway. Oh. Remember, it was a charitable thing. Yeah.
You don't know with YouTube, you never know. Love you guys, man. Love your work, man. Keep pushing, man. Keep raising the SA Fang high, man. Love you guys. Black Diamond.
Love you guys. Proper. Peace.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismagic.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Magic.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.